Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 21. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away." And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" And he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd, and they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full, and there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. And immediately he got in the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them to go into the boat again and went to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only 1 loaf with them on the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes you do not see, and having ears you do not hear. And do you not remember, when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Timothy Rossow from Bethany Lutheran Church, Naperville, Illinois.
Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 21. The story of overflowing bounty and bread for thought. In today's reading from Mark, we hear of the feeding of the 4,000. It comes shortly after the more memorable feeding of the 5,000. First Mark chapter 6, then Mark chapter 8. There are differences in these two accounts of feeding. The feeding of the 5,000 is simply a picture of Jesus as the Good Shepherd of the 23rd Psalm. The feeding of the 4,000, however, gets a little more complex, because shortly after it, Jesus introduces a theological challenge to the disciples concerning the leaven of the Pharisees. As I mentioned, the feeding of the 5,000 is a simple picture of the Good Shepherd. It has this incredible reference to the 23rd Psalm. Mark tells us that Jesus had the 5,000 hungry souls lay down in the green grass. Here we have an incredible picture of the Shepherd of the 23rd Psalm, who leads us beside still waters and makes us to lie down in green pastures. The feeding of the 5,000 is a simple picture of the Good Shepherd, but the feeding of the 4,000, on the other hand, takes us into more complex theological places when we hear the two stories immediately following it. First, the Pharisees demand a sign of Jesus, and then the disciples are in the boat with Jesus crossing the Sea of Galilee, and they notice, ironically, they are out of bread. Let's talk about the Pharisees for a moment. It's a funny thing that they had just witnessed the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of the 4,000, and yet they demand of Jesus a sign to prove that he is the Messiah. The blind eyes without faith are not able to see the Good Shepherd, his green grass, and his abundant bread of life. As St. Paul tells us, Greeks demand wisdom and Jews demand signs. Jesus sighs, tells the Pharisees he will give them no sign. You cannot demand a sign of Jesus. That is the opposite of faith. Faith does not demand. Faith simply receives. His signs come when you least expect them. Later he would tell these same Pharisees they would only get the sign of him in the tomb for 3 days, like Jonah was in the belly of the whale. They would not accept that sign either. We American Christians tend to demand both signs and wisdom. In our hearts, we never quite get past that junior high logic that says, if Jesus would only appear to me, I would never doubt him. That would be quite a sign, wouldn't it? But we also demand of him wisdom. Our critical scientific minds demand that the signs of the Bible, such as the six-day creation, match up with our most recent theories and worldviews of science. Let us confess our chasing after both signs and wisdom, and be satisfied with the life-giving bread of life in God's tasty word. I'm not sure the disciples in the boat, if they were demanding either a sign or looking for wisdom. I don't think they were doing either. They were simply their usual stumbling, bumbling selves. They were wondering how they would get along with just one loaf of bread. How silly that the disciples did not have enough bread to eat. Only one loaf for 12 strapping fishermen and Jesus. They had just had 7 loaves left over after the feeding of the 4,000, and 12 loaves after the feeding of the 5,000. They really were in no position, and they knew it, because they were just murmuring at the other end of the boat. They were in no position to ask Jesus to do another miracle and provide bread for them. They should have brought the leftovers along. Unbeknownst to them, Jesus knows all about their worry over the lack of bread. He knows what they're murmuring about at the other end of the boat. He rebukes them as they are worrying about where their next meal would come from, just like the Pharisees doubting him even though he had just fed 4,000 and 5,000 with just a few loaves. Do you not understand, he says to them? He doesn't just mean to challenge their doubts. He says, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. By that he is saying, stop wondering if I will do another miracle. I am not here to persuade you into the kingdom by power, force, nor dramatic signs. I am here to give you my life as the food for eternal life. Look to me on the cross and believe that the Father has forgiven sin. Look to me and know that I am the Good Shepherd, and that I will give you your daily bread, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Rossow from Bethany Lutheran Church, Naperville, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.